The three candidates fielded questions from online and audience members at Purdue's Mallett Theater. Republican Todd Rokita says the country still has a ways to go to bounce back from the recession, but says his foundation serving the state can provide a blueprint for how to get the nation back on track.
I was humbled to be part of a team including Mitch Daniels and Becky Skillman, Richard Murdoch, when I was Secretary of State, that took this state from hundreds of million dollars in debt to hundreds of million dollars in surplus. That's how I'm confident that this nation will come through it.
Rokita and Gelhausen both say they would push for a repeal of the federal Affordable Care Act, while Nelson says even though the law isn't perfect, she would fight to keep it in place. Nelson took issue with the amount being spent on national defense. She points to that as an area where cuts can be made to bolster other programs she believes will lead to a more stable middle class.
I think that Medicaid and Medicare should be protected just as Social Security needs to be protected as well. I think they're all in a package that I call our social safety net. It's very important to protect these programs for our middle class, and it would be devastating to our middle class America if these programs were taken away. And I feel that funding them, we need to reduce the wasted military contracts.
Gelhausen shares Nelson's view that the country is spending too much on defense, but also says he does not support welfare programs. One area where Rokita and Nelson agree is term limits. The Republican and Democrats say there should be a limit to how long a member of Congress can serve. Gelhausen says he is still learning more about the issue. Nelson says if elected, she will be a voice for women in Washington. She says women still face an uphill battle and believes Rokita and his Republican colleagues are promoting laws that make the climb even tougher.
Today, women only earn 77 cents to a man's dollar. That's the war on women that we're talking about, Congressman. In 2010, almost two-thirds of families had women as their breadwinners. This is not a women's issue, it's also a family issue. And we need to pass a Paycheck Fairness Act for women.
But Rokita says the so-called war on women is a distraction.
What exactly is going on here is a watch the birdie moment. Since the president and his allies and his party cannot talk about the economy, all these wars are being made up. You know what I think a war on women is? When we're paying $4 and above for a gallon of gas and we don't need to be. That's a war on women.
Gelhausen chose to use his time allotted for an answer to discuss health care costs and why he wants to repeal the federal Affordable Care Act. Rokita reiterated a constant theme throughout the night that government is too invasive. He says particularly when it comes to promoting small businesses, less regulation is needed.
The best thing we can do to promote job growth at the federal government level is to stop over-regulating and to stop over-taxing. If we get the federal government out of the way, the private sector will create jobs.
Tara Nelson insists Congress needs to do a better job fostering an environment that encourages business creation domestically.
We need to have a role in Congress to change our tax incentives so we're not shipping jobs overseas. We need to change our tax incentives so that companies are hiring here in America. And that's absolutely what I feel needs to be done.
One issue that all three came to an agreement on was that regardless of party affiliation, they are running to represent all residents of the 4th District and will fight for their needs if elected on November 6th. You can hear the full forum on our website, WBAA.org. For WBAA News, I'm Sam Clement.